إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on challenges of 21st century parenting. And today I want to talk about one of the things that I see sometimes in my business consulting and family business consulting, which is the result of skewed parenting in childhood. And I see this result in adulthood, in the people who are in their 40s and late 40s, early 40s. And that is the one of two extremes. One is the unwillingness to show appreciation. It's a very strange thing. A smile costs nothing, but some parents will not smile. To see their teeth, you have to take them to the dentist. Quite little, especially the fathers. They think that looking like, you know, malakul mouth has a benefit. And they treat their children, literally, I mean, I've seen people, they treat their children as if they are their worst enemies. They will not show appreciation, they will not hug, they will not kiss, they will not express any affection. They will never say a good word. They always find fault. No matter what the child does, no matter how good the result, they will always find somebody whose result is better than that, and then they will say, but uske paisa to nahi kara, didn't do as much as well as that. And if you ask him, what did you do when you were that age? That's a different question. So that is one extreme, which is this unwillingness, stinginess. Is just really bukhul, you know, the bakhil, kanjus. Just to show appreciation, to say a good word, they don't do that. And later on it comes where I've seen very bad relations between the parents and the children, and all of it boils down to this treatment in childhood. The other extreme is parents who think that their children are at least Ambiya, if not Malaika, because they can never do any mistake at all. You know, and if anyone, God forbid, criticizes the child, then there is hell to pay, because whether it's a teacher, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's another relative, whether it's somebody, if they say that this is your child, I saw him, he was doing this, or I saw your child, Allah Kareem, then there is a, you know, hell to pay, because my child, how come my child? This is, both of these are fantasies, right? Your children are not Ambiya, your children are not Shayateen, both of them. So it is very, very important to be your child's greatest fan, without a doubt. Make much of them, you know, show a lot of affection, appreciation. Don't go and compare them to some standard that you will not compare yourself to. By all means, of course, I am not saying praise everything, no, definitely not. But at the same time, so on the one hand, show a lot of appreciation. But on the other hand, also, please understand that if somebody corrects your child, that person is actually doing you a favor, because you could not be with the child all the time. So if somebody sees something, if they tell you, Alhamdulillah, this is good, it's a correction, and thank the person for that, and ask the child, is it true, and make sure that the the matter, whatever it is corrected. So both of these things are very important. To be, in short, to be a great fan of the children, to appreciate them, to be their support, as well as to be a critic with affection, a critic criticizing with care. That is very important. Also, both of them. And if somebody else does that for you, that's why in Africa there is a saying, they say it takes the whole village to bring up a child. What is the meaning of that? When we used to live in joint families, this was standard. I mean, this is all, a lot of this stuff is modern. In those days, if a teacher criticized the child was even more afraid that the parents come to know about this criticism, and then I will get, you know, punished also at home, because the teacher was, otherwise why do you have a teacher? I mean, if you don't want the teacher to correct your child, then why send them to school? Why have a teacher at all? So similarly, when we lived in joint families, it was perfectly normal. If you did something wrong, whoever, uncle, aunt, whoever was there, they would tell you. They would tell you verbally. Sometimes they would tell you by actions also. So And this was, alhamdulillah, we thank them for it. This was our tarbiyah. This is how we were taught to behave, and that's how we got some manners and so on. So, very important to maintain this balance and ensure that we do not ruin our children by being skewed in either one direction or the other direction. And in this context, also very important to keep your children in your company. Yeah, this is a very important thing, and I see less and less of that in today's world. I don't know why. If your children do not accompany you, how do they learn? Tell me. How do they learn? What is apprenticeship? What is the whole concept of apprenticeship? What was the whole concept of being in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Allah said, go and be with the truthful people. So first of all, ask yourself, are you hopefully among the sadiqeen? Do you consider yourself to be worthy of respect? If that is so, how come your children do not share that company? It's a tragedy, because you have everybody else sharing that company except your children. Parents come to the masjid, children are not with them. Parents go somewhere, children are not with them. You are in a business meeting, children are not with you. Guests come to your house, children are not there. You go to somebody's place, children. So where is the opportunity for your children to learn from you? Tell me that. So either you consider yourself to be so utterly useless that you are incapable and unworthy of teaching your children. And if that is the case, make tawbah and correct yourself. And if that is not the case, why are you depriving the children? If the children do not spend time with you, how on earth are they supposed to learn from you? Great. I mean, this is very, very strange. I don't like to keep on giving the example of, my parents as if they were the best parents in the world. They were not. They were ordinary human beings like anybody else. They made as many mistakes as anyone else. But one of the things that I always recall is with my father especially, was my brother and me, the two of us, the two boys. Everywhere, no matter where my father went, he used to take us. Now, not that we liked everything. I mean, we did not like everything. Many times we thought it's a big pain, I would rather be somewhere else. But instead of sitting and listening to, we would be sitting in a company, all my father's friends, their talk, 90% of it went over our heads because we were very young. But there was no option. You went and you sat. As long as he sat there, you sat there. If guests came, you came and served them, and you sat in the company of the guests. You didn't buzz off somewhere. You said, I've got exams, I've got nothing. No exams, you sit here. Then you study also. We studied, we passed exams, not that we failed. Every madrasa, every bayan, every time he went to the masjid, Taraweeh, we used to go and pray in Bisaba masjid. From Sanat Nagar, we used to come to masjid Bisaba. There used to be about half a saf for Taraweeh in those days, literally. Just half a saf or three quarters of a saf, that is for Taraweeh. Nobody, Allah knows best of those days, I don't know, people are not conscious of. So they would turn the light off because it was too long, too much electricity. So they would turn the light off and then the Imam would recite. I think the entire Taraweeh was finished in 15 minutes something. Not that fast, but that's how they used to recite. And that's it. So, but we had to go. I mean, there was no option. We had to go. And then the bayans used to be, at least, if a bayan was not 3 hours, then it was not a bayan. 3 hours was minimum. Seriously, I mean, those days, I tell you, 3 ghante ne baat kare to baat hi nahi kare, aisa bolte log. 3 hours had to, one minimum bayan was 3 hours. That was a framework. 3 hours was a bayan. So we used to go and sit, and those masjids, there was no air conditioning and carpeting and all. You sat on the stone floor. There was no janimas also. I mean, the janimas was for the first stuff. After that, it was all only, stone floor. So we used to go and sit on the stone floor, 3 hours, my brother and I, and listen to the bayan. Whatever. Now, the whole point is that in the company of the elders, you learn how to behave. So wherever, when my father used to go, anywhere, even entertainment, he used to go to the forest, always, the two boys were with him. And alhamdulillah, a lot of learning. The point I'm making is that many times when we were small, a lot of the conversation would, go over the head. But people, once the word is spoken, the word is heard. So it's stored somewhere. Allah knows best. Then many years later, you recall bits and pieces of the conversation. As and when you need it, it comes up. And you say, okay, now this is the story. This is what you know, this is how you relate things and so on and so forth. So a lot of learning in life comes from just being in the company of elders. So please do not deprive your children of your own company. Take them with you. And as I told you, don't worry about whether the children think it is interesting, not interesting. That is not an option. You come, finished. I am bored, get bored. Come and sit here and get bored. Make that into a rule that you will not go anywhere without your children. If you have, especially if there are, you know, if you, those of you who have children, boys, girls, whatever, take them with you, because that is how they learn. Make sure they, just if children, in the company of children, then why are the parents? Tell me, I mean, if the parents are only for feeding, then, you know, we can have, like they have in poultry farms, they have hoppers. You don't even need the parents. Have a feeding thing and the child will feed when it likes, when it wants to feed. So please do not do this. I mean, have the children, be their greatest fans, give them a lot of support. Also be critics, and if somebody else criticizes your child and that criticism is valid, then don't stick up for the child, stick up for the person who criticized. Don't get upset with that. That's very good, that's useful. And the last one is, take the children, don't deprive them of your company. Take the children with you, because that is something which is, it is their right that they should learn from you. So don't deprive them of what is their right. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.